Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Prime Minister lauds J. Ray and nephew, attends 37th National Leadership Prayer Breakfast, and addresses salary uniformity in the public sector. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned to hear more. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is encouraging local manufacturers to invest in sustainable energy solutions where possible as part of efforts to reduce the country's carbon footprint. Mr. Holness made the statement following a tour and official opening of J. Ray and Nephew's state-of-the-art environmental investments and photovoltaic system last Wednesday.
The government is impressed with what has been done and the commitment and investment of the Campari Group to ensure continued success while not compromising the environment. From my perspective, I see this as a very good example of good corporate citizenship, of protecting the environment, and the implementation of sustainable solutions into your industrial production.
The Prime Minister says the drive to achieve economic growth requires Jamaica's manufacturers to reduce the country's dependence on foreign inputs for energy, creating opportunities for increased production and expansion. The Prime Minister recommended J. Ray and Nephew's three-part environmental system, which includes a 500-kilowatt photovoltaic solar plant, which generates approximately 54,000 kilowatt-hours of electricity on average. A wastewater treatment plant designed to treat 500 cubic meters of trade effluent per day, and a solid waste recycling plant for processing cardboard, glass, and plastic wrapping. Prime Minister Holness also commended J. Ray and Nephew for its foray into the tourism sector, noting that the company has announced plans to spend $8 million to upgrade and renovate the Appleton Estate Visitors Center in Silo, St. Elizabeth.
This investment is expected to not only create additional employment and attract more visitors to the island, but will also significantly boost tourism on the South Coast and will provide additional earning opportunities in the form of food, beverage, and craft services as we continue to forge linkages across key sectors.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness attended the 37th National Leadership Prayer Breakfast last Thursday. The Prime Minister read a passage of scripture and joined with other special attendees to seek spiritual assistance to tackle the challenges in the coming year. In its 37th year, the event coincides with the Global Week of Prayer for Christian Unity and is hosted annually to foster unity among the country's leaders. Leading up to the event, members of the Leadership Prayer Breakfast Committee paid visits to several of the country's top officials to pray with them and reassure them. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness says uniformity in pay scales across the ministries, departments and agencies, MDAs, will be a key feature of a transformed public sector. He points out that the 100 pay grades and scales currently being used in the sector create confusion, inequity and opportunities for arbitrage.
Transformation will aim to standardize scales across the public sector so that, for example, an engineer or an accountant at a particular level receives the same pay, whether he or she works at Ministry X or Ministry Y, or in an agency of government.
Prime Minister Holness was delivering a policy statement on the ongoing public sector transformation process recently. He says uniformity in pay scales will lead to public sector employees choosing jobs based primarily on what they enjoy doing, resulting in greater job satisfaction, greater rates of retention, and better service and performance. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for tuning in. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This is Jamaica.
The JIS mobile app is now available on Apple devices. Access news and radio content anytime, anywhere on the JIS mobile app. On your Apple device, go to the App Store, search JIS, download our mobile app, and be instantly connected. Also available on Android devices, the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.